There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me again. Now, today, we get to talk about a book that she has put out. It's a very special book. I know she's excited about it. It had some great reviews, and she shared that with me. I asked her if she wanted to come on the show, and right now, I do have Abby Mayberry on the line with me. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Abby.
Thank you, Mark. It is always great to get to talk to you and catch up with you. I'm so excited to be here and so excited about the book that just got released. It's called More Than All the Stars That Glow. And we are super excited about what we're seeing, people, how much people love it. And we're hoping that we're able to do some really good things with it for Lightwork 316 Incorporated and get some more help for our families that we love so much.
So give people a background. Maybe some new folks are listening to you today. They haven't heard about the organization that you've started.
So Lightwork 316 Incorporated is a 501c3 based here out of South Central Texas. And our purpose and focus is to assist families that are going through major medical diagnosis. And we hope to help them financially with, you know, bills and things like that that kind of pile up when you have a loved one that's ill or a child that's ill. But we also try to focus on giving them the opportunity to just to make some good memories. So we try to offer movie tickets and tickets to different attractions around here. We try to do some pretty major events that we invite all of our families to. We actually just had this last week, we had a Santa Day where we have one of the really famous Santa's helpers around here gets to come in, and we do all of the Christmas pictures for all of our families. They've got pictures with Santa. They get gifts from Santa directly. They get to spend a little time with Santa. And that way our kids or our families that are immune compromised, you know, they don't have to go into the mall or try to do anything like that. We're able to kind of put all that together for them and get them excited about the Christmas season coming on. We have a lot of help with our volunteers and our board members that we all get together and we plan for that. And then we're already planning our winter fundraiser with one of our big drive-ins around here, our movie drive-ins, Stars and Stripes. They're fantastic and they're always so helpful. And we're going to be showing the movie Elf and we'll have a small vendor fair, and we'll have hot chocolate and cookies that we get provided by some of the local businesses and bakers that we have around here. And then last year, we had a huge snowball fight at the same time that the snowball fight is going on the big screen. So we're hoping to be able to accomplish that again this year. And that event is actually in honor of Isaac Juarez. So that's kind of our nod to him each year to remember all of the good that Isaac started.
And Abby, when you first started talking about this book, you talked about the opportunity for it to help Lightwork 316. How would you like to see this book, More Than All the Stars That Glow, benefit Lightwork 316?
So a portion of the proceeds from each book sold is going directly back to Lightwork 316. So we hope that we're able to sell, you know, just as many copies as we can possibly imagine in our minds. And that money is going to go back to help our families directly. So each time someone orders a book, each time someone shares the book, we really feel like that's going to be such a blessing to our Lightwork families.
And obviously through your work with Moms of New Braunfels and then Lightwork 316 and all the other young people that you have tried to help, you've gained some experience, knowledge that otherwise you wouldn't have had. Did that go into the making of this book in your writing?
Well, you know, the book actually came to me. I've always written things for our kids or for organizations that we were involved in, 4-H and things like that. You know, each Christmas time, I've written little poems for like our kids in our club or for the county at banquet time that we give little presents out. You know, they'll always have a little poem attached. I've written bedtime stories for our kids. But last year, I'd never written anything that I felt like was a book. But last year, one of our kids wanted me to see a picture of a baby starfish that was actually in a tank at when he was in treatment. And so I was looking at this baby starfish in this picture, and I was like, this is the coolest thing. I've never actually thought of a baby starfish. Like, you don't think about the fact that they would start out real tiny like that, you know? And I was walking through my house, and I was thinking how cool it is that, you know, that God set stars in the sky and put stars in the water as well. And I really had to just grab a pen and start writing because the words came so quickly. And it's actually a long poem. So the cadence of the book is very soothing. We're hearing a lot of people say that it's been great for their kids at bedtime that are having trouble falling asleep. Amazon actually has it in a children's with sleep issues category. Right now it's sitting at number 4 in the bestseller list in that category. And so as I had these words come to me so quickly, I could almost just write as fast as they were coming. I could also actually in my mind see pages in a book turning. And it was so very clear to me that this was supposed to be a book. That's the way that it was, you know, just kind of, I mean, I told everybody, kind of gifted to me really as a book. And so in the last year, I've learned a lot of new skills. publishing a book was not one of them. We went through and we talked to some publishers who were all interested in it, but the timelines of the possibility of getting it released as fast as we wanted it released just weren't there. One of my best friends and actually another board member for Lightwork, very, very talented artist. She always has been. I asked her if she would consider illustrating it, and she agreed, and her teenage daughter actually kind of conglomerated together and they illustrated the book. So the way it came together, once we finally got all the details laid out and everything, was just really awesome because it just was able to happen so organically. And we published through a self-publishing company called KDP, which is Amazon's company. And so the book is available on Amazon. It is available on Prime, and there's also a Kindle version of it. So I would say that I didn't necessarily know what I was doing, but I feel like I've learned a whole lot. And we are actually in the midst of illustrating book 2 now, too. So we're super excited about the prospects of what this could bring for Lightwork.
In addition to someone saying the story was uplifting, they also addressed the beautiful illustrations. Several people complimented the illustrations, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. that's a big part of the book. As children who hold this book in their hands, I know that a lot of times the illustrations can captivate a child, and then you put the words with it and it makes the story.
It does. It really does. And Lisa was fantastic about, I told her, you know, kind of what I'd seen in my brain. If I could just draw as well as I could imagine, you know, we'd be in good shape. But she was just fantastic about putting on paper, you know, what I felt like what we had seen. And then she was able to add some of her own touches to it. There's a page in the book that she titled it Sisters, as a matter of fact. And it's a picture of a child in the hospital and a child in her bed at home. And it's very clear that they're wishing on the same star. And so that is, you know, kind of a beautiful nod to our kids in light work, the ones that we know that we've already had. We have had several sibling sets that have faced that situation, and we know that we'll have even more. She's also been, you know, with light work since the very beginning. And so she has loved all of our kids just as much as I have. So she was really able to kind of put a loving touch. Will is in the book. Isaac and Abby are both in the book as well, playing in the water and on the beach. And so those were all things that, you know, I think came about because her heart is kind of in the same place that our heart is, you know, that my heart is and our family's heart is. And just, you know, loving the kids that we've known and knowing that we will love the kids that are to come.
Right now, we're talking to Abby Mayberry. She's founder of Lightwork 316 and now self-published author of More Than All the Stars That Glow. And if you'll stick with us, Abby, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll share a little bit more about the book and how people can connect and how they can get the book, okay?
Perfect.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Abby Mayberry. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
He drives into the city and works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me to talk about her new book. She is self-published. It's called More Than All the Stars That Glow. It's Abby Mayberry. You know her from Lightwork 316 and the many efforts that we've covered through the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have you back on the line, Abby.
Thank you so much, Mark.
I know that this means something very special to you to be able to hold something tangible in your hand like this. And I know you said that you were a writer, but had never come up with something that you thought was book worthy. And now here you are, you can actually look at this, and this is some work that you've done.
It's been so exciting. You know, of course, even being sure that you felt like it was supposed to be a book, you know, I was so sure of that for the last year. And everybody that we shared it with kind of to get opinions, you know, we always heard positive opinions. But of course, you know, you always second guess yourself, even if you're sure that it was kind of almost like a nod from God to do this. And so I've just been so humbled and blessed by the amount of good reviews we've gotten. There's a lot of reviews on Amazon from people that we don't know. They've picked up the book from, you know, word of mouth or had friends that have posted it. And just seeing that there's so many people that are saying this book touched their heart, and that kids are saying it's their new favorite, and it's just been amazing. It's been such a blessing.
Were you thinking about a particular age group when you were writing this, Abby?
I really wasn't, just because the words came so fast. I kind of immediately, when I got done, I called our oldest daughter, who was about 19 at the time, and I read it to her, and she said, "Where did you find that? It's so great." And I said, "I wrote it." And she's like, "No way. That's awesome." So she loved it right away. You know, our youngest daughter, Tegan, she loved it right away. We haven't really heard of anybody saying that it was too young for their kids or too old for their kids. We actually have a couple of people who have said that they're buying it for all their grandkids for Christmas, and that's their ages from 20 to like 3 months. So, it definitely, I think, is geared probably more towards a bedtime story for, you know, little ones, to maybe 8-10 years old. But I think it's definitely also a reminder of how much we're loved for any age.
And that's about the age range of my daughter, Cora. She'll be 8 in December. And so this sounds like it might fit for her age, as her mom reads to her every night, and this could be one of those stories that she reads to her.
Yes, I think it would be perfect for her. We will have to get you one sent, definitely, to Miss Cora, for sure.
Well, and you mentioned Tegan, and we're always glad to have her as part of the show, and she has Wiggles World, and you can share a little bit about that if you'd like to. I want to continue to encourage people to be a part of her effort.
Yes, so Tegan is our 12-year-old, and our oldest daughter, Taylor, she used to bottle feed calves, because my husband, her daddy, hauls cattle for a living. And so that was something that we were able to get into when she was very young. So Tegan was kind of born into this world where we bottle fed and we took in animals that might not necessarily have another place to go. And she has really kind of grown that. I think as we got better with bottle feeding, we started getting asked to take animals that were a little bit more special needs. And Tegan really kind of took that and took off with it, and has really started adopting some animals that probably would not ever have a chance to stay here on this earth without her help. So she has started Wiggles World. That was something she wanted to do for her 11th birthday. And that has allowed us to branch out to, we bottle feed lambs and goats. And right now, actually, we have a bottle fed kitten. We have all kinds of special needs animals now. And she takes those animals to nursing homes and to special needs classrooms. She does ag fairs and gives presentations through the 4-H program here around us. And it's just been a really cool thing to be able to see her kind of grow in what she loves to do as well.
I just think that's great, Abby, and I appreciate the fact that you decided to put your thoughts down onto paper and now have a published book, More Than All the Stars That Glow. And I know that it's going to be an exciting time as you continue to get reviews, and I hope that my listeners will go and pick up the book. Tell again how they can do that.
They can go onto Amazon and just search More Than All the Stars That Glow. It'll pull up. The cover image actually is a drawing of our oldest daughter, Taylor, and our brand new grandson, Axton. He is only 2 months old. So it was really interesting because in the book, I had the idea as I was writing it that it was going to be a story that was kind of being told to a baby. And at the time, we didn't know we were going to have a new baby come in. So we were really blessed that Axton joined us. And so now we were a family with just two girls, and we had an older godson. And now we have a grandson and a son-in-law. And so they're all, the book is dedicated to all of them. We call them our starfish makers because that's the book follows the path of a shooting star. And what happens to the magic that we create when we wish on it. So it's been a really awesome thing to see this book kind of come to life and our family kind of grow in that same year. So if we would be so honored if your listeners would take the time to go to Amazon and order it. It's a great Christmas present. It's a great birthday present. We have a lot of people down here are doing like books instead of cards for baby showers. So we think that it's going to be a perfect addition to that kind of market too.
And earlier, Abby, we talked about the fact that part of the proceeds will go to support Lightwork 316. And I want to make sure that you're able to share that information with people so that they can be a part of that effort as well.
Yes, a portion of every sale of the book goes back towards Lightwork 316. And then also, you know, we always welcome donations to Lightwork 316. Throughout the year, we always have a need. There's always families that need help or that kind of need some encouragement or some fun things to do while they're in the middle of fighting. And we have www.momsofnb.com/lightwork316. You can go there and you can make a donation there. It can be a one-time donation or you can also make that donation as a monthly payment.
All right, Abby, founder of Lightwork 316, Moms of New Braunfels, Wiggles' mom.
Yeah, and now I've gotten upgraded to a mamaw, which I love it. So,
Author, you've got so many titles now.
Yeah, we've got plenty of titles going, that's for sure. That's a good place to be, though, isn't it? I think, you know, I've definitely been blessed. No question about it.
Well, I want people to check out your book, More Than All the Stars That Glow. And Abby, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show.
Mark, it's always great to talk to you and catch up. And we will get one of those books shipped to Cora this week for sure.
Sounds great. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
All right, Abby. Thank you. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading More Than All the Stars That Glow, written by Abigail Mayberry and illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose. And now, here's Cora White.
More Than All the Stars That Glow, written by Abigail Mayberry and illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose. To our very own starfish makers, Chandler, Taylor, Tegan, Austin, and Axton, we will always love you more than all the stars that glow. To all of our borrowed stargazers and our Lightwork 316 families, the ones we love already and the ones yet to come, we are so grateful for the gift of each of you. Never stop wishing. Have you ever seen a shooting star and wondered where they go? Do they land up in the mountaintops and gather in the snow? Or maybe in the jungle to light the tiger's way? Do they land inside the forest where the deer and bears all play? I'm here to tell you, little friend, each star that falls is a wish that lands inside the ocean and becomes a new starfish. They gather in the waters where they play among the deep. They make friends with all the mermaids, and they sing the whales to sleep. They come in beautiful colors just like you and I, created from each wish gathered as they shoot across the sky. So the next time you see one, be sure to add your wish. To find out how More Than All the Stars That Glow ends, you can get your copy on Amazon.
Purchasing More Than All the Stars That Glow helps to support Lightwork 316, founded by Abigail Mayberry. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Abigail Mayberry for joining us to share about Lightwork 316 and her book More Than All the Stars That Glow. Cora did a great job on Cora's Corner as always, and we appreciate Cora reading the book today. Again, you can get More Than All the Stars That Glow, written by Abigail Mayberry and illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose, on Amazon. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home.